Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Pearsons, and we are so glad to be with you today.
It's always good to be on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
That's the word.
Victory. You need to have victory. Listen to your voice. Do you have a whiny voice? Do you complain a lot? That's not the voice of victory. But if you'll listen to this broadcast and stay with us every day, you'll have an enormous transformation and you no longer be a whiny baby. You can be victorious. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory, victory is our cry.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. Were you a cheerleader?
Just for you, baby.
Thank you. You know, we also appreciate Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for allowing us to be on this broadcast. Thank you so much, and thank you for what you've done for the body of Christ over all of these
years.
That's true. To be able to tell us and teach us who we are in Christ Jesus and to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, these outlines that we are using for this two-week series on the lifestyle of forgiveness are available to you absolutely free. Go to kcm.org/notes, and you can take them, you can download them, you can print them out. Pastors, you can use these as a study for church or groups. Just use them. Use whatever you need to use about them, and then add to them, because I really do believe that make them your own. The research that we've done on this study, not only the research, but the actual practice. We've done a lot of it.
Had a lot of opportunities.
And we're endeavoring to do even more.
Yeah, that's right. So. You know, I know, listen, these are free. Of course they are. But, you know, while you're in the neighborhood, if you want to deposit something that helps us move this ministry along and put in an offering and bring it there, I want you to know that not only is it appreciated, but we use it faithfully. We use it gratefully. We use it wisely. We use it with many, many years of experience in what we're doing. We use it skillfully. And so it's a good place to sow your seed. So if you're there and you're making use of these outlines, look at the other things. Peruse the website a bit. You'll find a lot of good things.
Yep.
But if you do want to give, we'd appreciate it. You can go to the Give button. And our faith is active always for return.
Right.
God's blessing. You know, we said that the other day, that the things of the Spirit, they boomerang, that what you put out comes back. So when you bless the Lord and His work, He will bless you in your work. I just felt like throwing
that
in there.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
These 2 weeks, we're talking about the lifestyle of forgiveness. And if you've not been able to watch these thus far, you can go back. You can go to kcm.org. We have them on there.
That website thing again, there it is. There's so many things on our website.
I know.
You can go find the broadcast. You can get outlines. You can give. You can get product.
It's all there.
It's all there.
So we encourage you to go do that. But we're talking about forgiveness and how important that is and how in our lives we need to make absolutely sure that we walk in forgiveness. We learned yesterday the detrimental effects of not walking in forgiveness, carrying all of that with us. And someone might ask the question, how do I forgive? How can I forgive? And the answer is very simple, and that is you forgive the same way that God forgives. Well, how can I do that? How is that even possible? Well, He encourages us in the Word of God. First of all, we learn that to forgive is a command. And then we learn that we can forgive in the same way that God forgives. It's in the Scripture.
Which is part of His very nature. It's not only that He tells us to do something.
Yeah.
First of all, He doesn't ask us to do anything that's apart from Him and how He is, His nature.
Yeah.
Then He's imparted His nature to us. Then He's instructed us in His Word. And as we go to His Word, we can extract faith from it. And faith enables us to do the impossible. And when we step out in faith to do what He told us to do, because He told us to do it, His grace is there to equip us and to help us.
Yeah.
And then the benefit of obedience is always our reward, is the benefit of being obedient. Obedience is, there's reward. In fact, remember, those that come to God must believe that He is and that He is the rewarder of those that seek Him, that seek to please Him and to be and to do as he's told us to be and do.
Absolutely. So there are two very important words that we need to look at here. These two words are even as. We see it in Scripture a lot. Mm-hmm. Even as. And let me read it in its context. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, which is contention, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. There it is right there. We forgive even as God in Christ has forgiven us. Now I'm looking here at Luke chapter 6, verses 35 and 36. It says, but love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, for your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as. So here in the New King James Version, we have just as, or even as your Father also is merciful. And sons speaks of maturity. God considers unforgiveness to be childish.
Yeah, so whenever that's the Bible talks about sons, that's not referring to just, it indicates like Johnson and Sons,
yeah.
Okay? You don't put the baby in. The sons, that means someone who's grown up in the likeness. So when we grow up in the likeness of God, we mature in those things, we become sons of God and not just simply children of God.
Yeah.
So to be unforgiving is to be childish in his eyes.
Yeah. And so you've got here Colossians 3.
Yes, let me read that.
Yeah.
Therefore, this is Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
Yeah.
This is part of the how-to of this message,
right,
Pastor.
Right.
So here he said, God can, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. My mother used to say to me, it was a real phrase growing up in the 70s, 60s and 70s, oh, don't be a put on. Did you ever hear somebody say that? Don't be a put on. What does it mean to be a put on? Well, when you use it that way, it means don't be fake. But there's also a put on, is that put your coat on. Put your jacket on, put your clothes on, put your badge on, put your ring on, put on that identity, put your uniform on, okay? So I have two kinds of put on. When you act in faith and you act loving towards somebody and you don't feel it, that doesn't mean that you're not actually forgiving. You forgive someone, and just because you don't have the feelings, you have to put on love. You may feel like the other kind of put on, like you're faking it. But when you add the component of faith, and you are making yourself talk like, act like, think like, be like the love of God, that's not the put on as in a fake. That's the put on as putting on Christ. You put on the nature of God. You take off the old man and you put on the new man, whether the old man likes it or not. And I'm telling you, sometimes that old man feels pretty good. Old man feels a lot more comfortable. Been wearing that one a lot more often. But you put it off and you put on the nature of God, even if it makes you feel like a fake or a put on.
Yep. So this verse 13 that you just read from the NIV, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Yeah, he forgave us before we deserved it.
He certainly did.
We didn't deserve it, in fact, at all.
Yeah.
So
And so he walked in that forgiveness. I want to read something, Terry. This is the book that we're offering this week and next. It's Rick Renner's book on You Can Get Over It, How to Confront, Forgive, and Move On. I like that. That's what the book is all about. But let me read this part to you. It says here, Jesus taught that if someone wrongs you in some way, you are to go talk to that person about it. If the person apologizes and repents of his or her actions, you are to forgive that person and let go of the offense. If it's difficult for you to do that, you need to go to the cross and ask the Holy Spirit to help you do it. Walking in forgiveness is part of your lifestyle as a mature believer. Besides, hasn't the Lord forgiven you many times for sins you've committed against Him? How often has He forgiven you for doing the same thing again and again? If you've received this kind of mercy, isn't it right that you should give the same mercy to others? So we are to forgive like the Lord forgives. Matthew chapter 12, chapter 6, verse 12 in the Amplified, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven, left, remitted, and let go of the debts and have given up resentment against our debtors.
I like that phrase, wow. Let go of it.
Yeah.
Let go. Yeah. That's what his book says. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. And we all have to do that. We all have to do that if we're going to develop in our faith. Because if you remember, we read Mark 11, 25, talking about have faith in God. We read Mark 11, 25 that said, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So for the maturity of our faith, we must add this element of forgiveness into our lives, and we must forgive in the same way that the Father forgives us. So the big question here is, how does God forgive? How does the Lord forgive? Well, let's take a look at Isaiah 43, 25. In the Amplified translation, it says this.
Amplified classic, right?
Amplified classic translation.
Okay.
It says this. It says, I, even I, am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. That's a powerful statement right there.
Yep. For your,
wow.
For his own sake. There are others that say, I think that says, for my name's sake, or my own name's sake.
Yeah.
So it's reputation, but in a different way. I mean, if God was to not forgive, it would be a counter to his nature, to who he is, as love does forgive, and he is love. And if he ever steps out of that, he ceases to be God.
Yeah.
If we took it that seriously, Pastor,
if we
took it that seriously, that if we step out of love, we cease, we forfeit our position, our authority, our rights. And thank God we have God helping us. And where we fail at times, he doesn't.
Right.
But if we took it that seriously, we would be quicker to let go of unforgiveness.
That's true. That is so true. And I want us to look at Isaiah 43, 25 in this light. The Lord said, I, even I, am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions. For my own sake, I'll not remember your sins. All right, make that a personal confession. I, even I, am he, I am George, who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. You know, we have a lot of declarations and confessions that we make. This would be a really good one.
This would be a good one to add
in. This would be so good for us to do that.
But you know what? Also, I'll mention back on the website pieces that we've added in there, several of the scriptures on love confessions. I told you the other day, resources.
Yeah.
But especially the Amplified Classic and also the footnotes from the Spirit-Filled Life Bible.
Right.
There's fabulous that give you insight into what love looks like. And it really is that you look in it as a mirror and say, am I acting like that? Am I doing that?
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm not. And so I can say and begin to speak of those words over myself.
This is love himself speaking. I, even I, am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. When you look at the word blot out in the Hebrew, it means to wipe out, eradicate, cancel, erase, completely block it out. Here's one translation. It says, I will wipe away your sins because of who I am. And so I will forget the wrongs that you have done. I will forget the wrongs that you have done. The Good News Bible says, I will not hold your sins against you. All of these things are what we should practice doing in terms of releasing others and letting those things go. Here's Isaiah 38:17, the Bible in basic English. You have put all my sins out of your memory. The Message translation says this, but my sins you let go of, threw them over your shoulder. Good riddance. The memory of sin, the memory of what they've done to you, the memory of what they've said about you. You know, you can come to a place where you truly walk out that forgiveness act, and you come to a place where you really do forget it. It's gone. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. You don't even remember. And to the place where somebody could come to you one day and say, you remember when they did that to you? You can honestly say, no, I don't. I don't. It is wiped out by the blood of Jesus. Erased, gone, forever. And that's where the Lord is desiring for us to be. It says in the New King James Version, you have cast all my sins behind your back. He can't see them. Micah 7, 18 and 19. This is in the NIV translation. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
That's a real key, George.
Whoa.
Delight to show mercy.
Yes.
Learn to be happy and look for the opportunity to show mercy.
Yeah.
Enjoy that, and learn to enjoy that more than you enjoy putting people, judging them, or making them pay. That's something the Amplified says. It says it doesn't rejoice at iniquity, but instead it rejoices when right and truth prevail. And so that may mean that the person that's offensive might not prevail in right and truth, but you can prevail in right and truth.
Yes.
And rejoice in that.
Now, I want to bring a revelation to you. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, but I got it. And it has to do with Mark 11, 23. Now, listen to me very carefully. That mountain that we cast into the sea, if we can for this study today, that mountain is a mountain of unforgiveness.
Yep.
Listen to this. We forgive like God. We blot out and cancel the transgression. If it's canceled, what does it look like? Well, we do not remember the offense. We forget what they've done. We don't hold their sins against us. We wipe it out. Eradicate it. We cancel it. We erase it. We put the sin out of our memory. We throw it over our shoulder. We say good riddance. And it's important to note that we also know people by their fruit.
Right. So, you know, my dad has said, you know, sometimes it's better to walk in love from a distance. It doesn't mean, you know, sometimes people say and do things that can destroy certain levels of relationship.
Right.
And some are worth really hanging on to. I mean,
yes.
I have fought within myself to maintain relationships with people and won. In other words, not taking offense and not being upset, not being angry, and just let it go because that relationship was worth more than proving my righteous point.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, there are some times when there has to be separation, but that doesn't mean that you can't let go and be at peace within yourself and with them.
So as we wrap this up here in the teaching, let's connect Mark 11:23, that mountain of unforgiveness. Let's connect that together. Okay, we just read these scriptures, Isaiah 38:17. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. Micah 7:19. You hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
That sounds familiar.
Mark 11:22-26. It is about forgiving others. So Jesus answered, this is the Pastor George translation of Mark 11:22-26. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain of unforgiveness, be removed, be thou cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, when you forgive, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. We forgive as an act of faith, not by how we feel about it, not by how we think about it. We forgive as a determined act of faith. I cast that unforgiveness into the sea by faith.
By faith, it's gone.
It's gone.
By faith. And then, it's gone. Then go back and feed on those messages of faith. Go back and feed on those messages. What do I mean feed? Listen to them. Make a priority of not try to work it into your busy schedule. Make your busy schedule fit around it. Turn something else off and turn the word on and feed on that. Those resources, again, are on our website.
Yep.
And we put some right next to the outlines so that you can go back and feed. Because some of these things, they do take a developed faith.
They
because
do.
They're difficult.
They do.
We understand that. God understands that. But you'll look back over it at some point and go, boy, that was childish of me to make that so hard to forgive. How silly of me, because you grow in the things of God. But when you grow in Him, when you grow in your faith in Him, then you can attain that place of forgiveness and walk in it more confidently and much more consistently.
Yes.
And like Pastor has said, you actually get to the point where you're not consciously having to forgive so much because you don't even notice.
Right.
It just got, really? Yeah. They were upset? Really? You didn't like that?
And think about, Terry, think about what the disciples said to Jesus after he talked to them about how many times you need to forgive.
Yeah.
They said, Lord, increase our faith.
Yeah, he said 40 times to 490 times a day.
Increase our faith.
And they said, whoa, you got to do something about our faith with that.
That's right.
And
that's
so what did he tell them to do? His response then, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you're going to have to plant it. You're going to have to water it. You're going to have to develop it.
That's
and when you do, then that faith will take hold and you'll be able to walk in that level of love, which pleases God, blesses you, and it helps a whole lot of people.
It certainly does. It certainly does. So we forgive like the Father forgives. And I want to recommend to you this book by Rick Renner. You can get over it. It's magnificent. You can see that I have read it, underlined it, and I am ready now to be able to make it available to you.
God's Word tells us over and over to forgive, but why does it seem so hard to do? You are not alone in your struggle to forgive. With the book, You Can Get Over It by Rick Renner, you'll learn how to walk free of the negative attitudes that have kept you bound and bitter. The devil would like nothing more than to keep you down in unforgiveness and misery. Don't let him. In this book, Rick Renner describes how life change comes from a heart change. Jesus understands your emotions, frustrations, and temptations, and still calls us to forgive because it's freedom for you. Walk through the 10 powerful steps to keep your heart free from bitterness and strife. Forgive and see a breakthrough in your health, finances, and relationships. Don't let the devil have a stronghold in your life. No offense is worth sabotaging your future. Pray the prayer of forgiveness in the back of the book and thrive in a bitterness-free future. Start your journey to a life of forgiveness with Rick Renner's book, You Can Get Over It. Get your copy for only $9.99 on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Be empowered by God's word and find out how to make the quality choice to forgive and receive the good things God has for you. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
I have been reading Rick's book. This is such a powerful book, and there's a chapter in here, chapter 10. 10 practical suggestions to keep your heart free of bitterness and strife. What a great, great chapter. You know, I look at these things and I go, this would make an awesome outline. And let's see. Suggestion number 2, if you're tempted to get upset with what someone is telling you, invite a third party into the conversation so that he or she can help you both hear what the other person is trying to communicate. So these are all practical things that you can do to keep your heart free from bitterness and strife. Rick Renner's You Can Get Over It.
Well, you know, there's a great environment for learning more about faith and love, and that's Kenneth Copeland Bible College. One of the things that impresses me most about the Bible College is the atmosphere of faith and love. The professors, but also among the students. We have quite the range of students in age, background, ethnicity. It's a wonderful microcosm of the body of Christ, but my goodness, at the unity and the community that there is between them all. I love watching them and studying together, walking the campus together. So I encourage you today, if you or someone you know that would be possible, a student for Kenneth Copeland Bible College, get your application today or find out more at kcbiblecollege.org. kcbiblecollege.org. And I challenge you to come and join us right here and learn that life of faith and love on a level you didn't even know existed.
Yes, that's right. And they can also get practical experience here because we have a working ministry, a church.
That's right.
Television studios and all kinds of things here.
But the main thing that you'll learn at Kenneth Copeland Bible College is that God loves you.
And
we love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.